Hey everyone, welcome back. So today we're going to do a deep dive into something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah. We're looking at self-help podcasts,
Okay.
specifically one that's getting a lot of attention. It's called Tapped In with James and Eva.
Interesting.
And, it's all about like mastering your mindset, building better habits, even some stuff about emotional resilience,
Okay.
finding your purpose, all that good stuff.
I see. I see.
I know what you're thinking.
Another one.
Another self-help podcast, right?
Yeah.
But trust me on this. Tapped In really caught our attention, and I think you'll see why.
Okay, I'm listening.
So to kind of help us break this down and really figure out what makes this podcast unique, we've got our expert here.
Happy to be here.
So what is it about Tapped In? What makes it stand out from like the thousands of other self-help podcasts out there?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about Tapped In is that James and Eva, the hosts, seem to be going for a more nuanced approach than you typically see, They're really big on what they call deep conversations and actionable advice. They really want to give listeners practical tools and strategies that they can actually use in their lives.
Okay, so I'm intrigued, but also a little skeptical, right? I mean, we've all heard the actionable advice promised before.
Of course.
So can you give me like a concrete example?
Absolutely. Let's say, for instance, you're someone who struggles with setting boundaries in your relationships.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, hey, set boundaries, which a lot of podcasts will do,
Right.
James and Eva might introduce like a specific framework,
Okay.
like the broken record technique. Have you heard of that?
I have, yeah.
Or maybe the Dear Man approach.
Okay.
And they really break these techniques down. They explain how they work. They even give real life examples of how to use them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is a lot more practical than just some vague advice you hear.
Right.
Like, you're actually getting tools to work with.
Exactly.
That's not just a motivational speech, right?
It's useful.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do something with it.
So they also talk a lot about, real talk.
Yes.
Does Tapped In actually feel genuine? Or is it just another self-help podcast with like a slick marketing strategy?
That's what surprised me because I went in a little skeptical as well.
Yeah.
But from the descriptions I've read, from little snippets I've heard, they really do seem to embrace kind of the messiness of personal growth.
No.
It's not all, positive affirmations and overnight success. They even dedicate a whole episode to dealing with setbacks, which I thought was refreshing.
That's a really good point. I think a
Yeah.
lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, you don't always succeed. It's
Exactly.
part of the process.
So you're saying Tapped In has these deep, insightful conversations, but also actionable advice.
Yeah, it's a good balance.
So the question is, can listening to a podcast like this actually help someone?
Right. Can it lead to positive change?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
I mean, look, no podcast is a magic bullet,
Right.
but I think if you're open to self-reflection, and you're willing to put in the work, Tapped In can give you valuable frameworks. It can give you inspiration
Yeah.
and even like a sense of community.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's like having a supportive friend.
Right in your ear.
Exactly, guiding you along.
I like that. That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
But with so many self-help podcasts, what makes this one worth our time? How does it compare to, some of the more established podcasts, like
Yeah, like the Mindset Mentor.
Yeah, exactly. Or Unlocking Your Potential.
Those are good ones too.
Yeah.
I think what Tapped In does, it strikes a balance
Okay.
between the in-depth discussions and the practical strategies. They'll dive deep into these topics like emotional intelligence and mindfulness, but they also give you techniques you can use right away.
Yeah.
It's not just about the why, but also the how.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So I want you listeners to think about this for a second. What area of your life could benefit from a little, tap in?
Good question.
Is it your mindset, your relationships, your career?
It could be anything.
There's no right or wrong answer.
It's about what you need.
It's about figuring out what resonates with you and what you want to work on.
Exactly. We all have different goals,
Yeah.
different needs, different things we're working on.
Absolutely.
Tapped In might be perfect for some people.
Right.
Other people might find something else entirely. The key is to be curious and open to exploring different approaches
Yeah,
to
exactly.
self-improvement.
So to sum up our deep dive into Tapped In with James and Eva,
Okay.
it seems like a pretty promising podcast
Definitely.
for anyone looking for those insightful conversations, practical advice, and you know, that real talk.
Yeah, they deliver on that.
It's not about these like overnight transformations.
Yeah.
It's about taking those small steps.
The small steps matter.
Cord, becoming the best version of yourself, however you define that, right?
Like, absolutely. You define it for yourself.
So one last question for you all to think about as we wrap up here.
Okay, shoot.
We've talked about what TACTIN can offer.
Yeah.
But what's one small step you can take today, right now?
Love that.
To tap into your own potential.
Hmm.
Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes, practicing a mindfulness technique.
Or even setting a small goal.
Yeah, exactly. Something achievable.
Those are great.
Because you know what?
What?
The journey starts with that first step.
It does, one step at a time.
You got it.